Hey, Freedom Seeker, welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and I'm recording this from my office on a weekend. I spent the day today building a sheep shelter. So if you didn't know, we raise Hampshire Suffolk sheep, or Suffolk, I guess it's not Suffolks. And anyway, they are due to be having their babies here in January, and I've got them all set up. I spent a lot of my summer building them an outside shelter. Now I'm building them an inside shelter. So I was cold, and I came in and warmed up, and then I thought, I just got to record this episode because I'm really excited about this interesting statistic that I heard today, and I just can't wait to share it with you, although this will air on Monday. Okay, so here it is. 70% of 40,000 people failed to build a successful online business after 2 years with a specific coach. Not because the coach was bad, because he was awesome, not because they didn't work hard, and not because they didn't show up and do all the things. It's because they were focused on the wrong thing, and it's an interesting story. So I am excited to share with you what was the wrong thing, what were they actually missing, and how can you avoid making the same mistake? All right, let's do it. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. So this morning I was listening to a YouTube video with Austin Armstrong, who is a friend of mine on Facebook. We've known each other since he was on my podcast about 3 years ago, maybe even a little longer. He was being interviewed by Cliff Ravenscraft. And now Austin's going to be coming back on my show again because he just published a book about how to go viral on social media. So anyway, I was watching this because I wanted to get a feel for what his book covers since it's still in pre-order. I'm super excited. I've already pre-ordered the book. It's called Virality. I'll just give it a little plug here and I'll maybe link the Amazon pre-order because he has it available for $1. It's so worth it. You are going to love this book. Quick bunny trail, but when I first met Austin, he came on the show actually because it was back in the days when we were still doing the Passive Income Examiner, and he talked about making passive income from TikTok. And so that's how long we've been in contact. And I'm super excited because since then, he has blown up on every single platform and his book tells you exactly how to do it. So I know you're going to want to get a copy. So get it now while it's still a buck because that is so cool. Anyway, so let me get back to my point here. This man interviewing him, his name is Cliff, like I said, and something about him made me sit up straighter just listening to him. And I was like, oh my gosh, he said he'd been helping people build specifically podcasts since around 2008. Back then, that was his primary focus. It has evolved slightly over the years, but he has been in the online business space for that long. And then he says to Austin, he says, you know, you may not know this about me, but I've helped over 40,000 people launch a podcast. 40,000 people. That's crazy. And he goes, and by the way, I didn't just talk to them and tell them how to launch one or run them through a course. He goes, I actually would run people through like a cohort, I guess you would say. And he said, those people all came out with a podcast and it was like a fantastic podcast. They were excellent hosts. He was very proud of the accomplishment each person had, which I think is amazing. I mean, that definitely stopped me in my tracks for sure. But at one point, Cliff tells Austin, he goes, eventually I stopped teaching people how to start a podcast. Why? I mean, it was working. So why did he stop? Because he realized after a while that over 70% of those 40,000 people hadn't built successful online businesses after 2 years. And he wasn't just surprised that they hadn't succeeded. He was shocked that he had unknowingly been leading them down the wrong path. See, he thought they wanted a podcast, so that's what he taught them. But what they really were wanting was to build an online business doing something that they loved and use podcasting as one tool to do that. Not the only thing, but a piece of the bigger puzzle. Of course, this is exactly my point because they saw Cliff sharing his story with them. And here he was, a prolific podcaster. So they just assumed that if they start a podcast, they'll have a similar outcome. Okay. Now, he didn't know that that's what they were going for. That's what I mean. It's not his fault. But I want to share a clip of Cliff talking about this so that you can hear it from him exactly what he says.
I don't know how much you know about my past. You may recall some of this, but I am responsible for helping more than 40,000 people in the world successfully launch a podcast. And I stopped teaching people how to podcast after 12 years because I recognized that a majority of the people who wanted to start a podcast were saying to me, Cliff, I want to do exactly what you've done. I want to follow in your footsteps. I want to start a podcast about something that I love, build an audience, and finally leave my soul-sucking day job. And I'm like, no, don't do what I did. And the reality was, is that I had people who were paying $2,000 to go through my online cohort course several times a year. And everyone who wanted to have a podcast successfully launched a podcast, and not just launched a podcast. They had the best sounding podcast in their niche. They had professional quality. I mean, they sounded like they were radio broadcasters by the time that they were finished working with me. But 70% of them actually failed to achieve what they set out to do because they didn't actually want a podcast. They wanted to be able to do work that they love for a living and leave their day.
Okay. And so he says, leave their day job. Okay. So did you catch that? He thought they wanted a podcast, but what they really wanted was a business. And friend, I have to be honest with you. When I heard this, I got so excited because this is exactly what I see happening today. People think they need to go viral on TikTok, build a YouTube channel, master Instagram reels, or launch a podcast, learn AI tools or SaaS, you know, start software as a service. And they're pouring all their energy into that one vehicle thinking like this is the thing, right? But they're missing the foundation. And then it got better. Austin, who literally wrote a book about going viral, said something that backed this up even more. He talked about how people think they can get rich as an influencer, that it's all about likes and comments and follower counts or brand deals, like that they would get brand deals and they think that's going to be how they're going to make a living. But here's the reality. Very few people actually make a real living from social media profit alone. So getting paid by the platforms, that's not consistent income. Brand deals, I mean, they're not that easy to get and they're not reliable. They're not consistent. You need a business behind the content. And better than that, you need a product that is your own to really make the money. And honestly, hearing both of them say this, these are two guys who are successful in online space, and it validated everything I've been teaching. Sometimes I wonder, you know, like, am I on the right track? Is this actually what people need? I definitely want to make sure I'm not leading anyone down the wrong path like poor Cliff. And then I hear this conversation today, and I was just like, yes, this is exactly what people need to hear. I'm so excited. So let me play you what Austin said about the influencer myth.
Exactly what you said, right? They want this life, but they don't realize that to get that life, it's not from ad revenue, from being monetized on social media and the occasional brand deal. No, that's the icing on the cake. That's the nice to have stuff you can't rely on. Build the back end funnel and the systems and the business, that the reason that you create content funnels into all of these systems that are going to way blow out of the water anything that you're going to get from ad revenue, even affiliate marketing, which is a very good revenue stream as well. But brand, occasional brand deals, all of these things.
There you go. Now it, you know, it's not just me saying it. So here's the lesson. Don't do what like 28,000 people did. 70% of 40,000 is about 28,000. Don't just focus on the vehicle for your online business. Those are all vehicles. They're not the business itself. Think about it like this, okay? You can have the most beautiful car in the world, But if you don't know where you're going, what road to take, or who you're picking up, that car is just sitting in your driveway looking pretty. So that's what happens when you focus on a vehicle without building the business first. So what is the business? Let's dig into that. It's the four pillars that I just talked about in depth on Friday. So either just go back and listen to that episode, which should be next on your play button, or I'll also link it in the description. So it's one human, one transformation, one audience, and one product ladder. That's the overarching foundation. That's what you want to build your business on. And you see that pillar, the audience, that's where your vehicle comes into play, right? That's where you build the podcast or you get viral on social media or whatever. It's in reverse. You want to build all these things out first. Know who you're talking to, know what transformation you're offering, and know what you're selling. Because if you don't have that figured out, you can go viral till you're blue in the face, but it will be temporary, okay? That's your business foundation. And once you have that, once you know who you are, what transformation you offer, and all those things that we just talked about, then you add in that vehicle, but not before. Because if you start with that vehicle, you're building backwards. Just like Cliff said, don't do what I did. And that's why 70% of those 40,000 people didn't succeed. They spent 2 years creating content, showing up, posting, recording, but they never built the business underneath. So the content had nothing to convert to. No clear offer, no product ladder, no systems, just content. And content alone doesn't pay the bills in any medium. Well, YouTube maybe is the exception to that. But still, that's still built on someone else's platform. It's not something you own. So a business is what pays the bills, and the content serves that business. That's the order. All right, I've got an invitation for you. Right now, I want, if you're realizing like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense, I've been focusing on the wrong thing, the podcast, the social media, whatever it is, I want to give you something. I put together an online business basics bundle. It's free. It's totally free. And it includes a video training where I walk you through that four pillar framework in more detail, how to build a profitable online business from the foundation up, and a PDF worksheet to help you map out your four pillars. Just a starting point, but just something to give you a framework to get going. And this is the foundation those 40,000 people were missing. I don't want you to spend 2 years creating content that doesn't convert. I want you to build a business first and then create the content that serves that business. So here's how you get that bundle. You text the word freedom to 55444. That's freedom to 55444. You'll get instant access to the online business bundle, and you can start building your foundation today. Okay, my dear friend, that's it. Stop focusing on the vehicle. Start building the business. The podcast, the social media, the YouTube channel, those can all be part of your strategy, but they are not the strategy. There goes my dog, if you can hear him. His name's Joey, and he's out there. He's our livestock guardian dog. He's must be telling somebody what is about whatever his opinion is. The business is the strategy. So that's what you want. That's what you got to focus on. You got to focus on the business, that foundation, and everything else will click into place, and it will save you so much time. Okay. So text that word freedom to 55444 and let's get building your business the right way. Until next time. Bye for now.